Heavy snow on Oregon's Mount Hood has forced an indefinite halt to the search on the ground for two climbers. They've been missing since Friday. The search isn't officially over, but rescuers have been preparing families of the climbers for the worst. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Mount Hood.
It snowed hard all day yesterday. So hard, people were having trouble even in the constantly plowed parking lot at Timberline Lodge.
Thank you.
That's at 6,000 feet. Another 3,000 feet up, and things are a lot worse. The weather on the mountain has been supremely frustrating to search and rescue crews who've been stuck down here watching valuable time go by. But they just can't risk going up there. Steve Rowlands is a 10-year veteran of search and rescue operations on Mount Hood. He says the last time rescuers went up, on Sunday, the signs of avalanche were already severe.
Specifically, shooting cracks in the snow out in front of them, which shows that energy is stored in the snowpack, and also a whooping sound. And when we teach avalanche, we say those are two signs of Mother Nature screaming at you that you should not be there.
On Saturday, they found the body of the third member of the climbing party, 26-year-old Luke Gulberg. He was on a glacier, and with him was a camera that's provided some clues about the climber's route. Rescuers theorize that there was an accident and that Gulberg was coming back down for help. The missing climbers, Anthony Vietti and Katie Nolan, are also in their 20s and thought to be reasonably experienced mountaineers. Still, they've been up there in the cold now for 5 days. Dr. Terry Schmidt is EMS director for Clackamas County.
Unfortunately, in this case, time is no longer in our favor. What we know is that at about 48 hours, 2 days, the chances of finding somebody alive after that go down to about 1%.
Mount Hood has been deadly before. In December of 2006, three climbers died in similar weather conditions. That convinced some Oregonians that climbers should be required to carry radio beacons. Republican John Lim pushed for that in the state legislature, and now as a candidate for governor, he's raising it again. He says beacons just make sense, given that Mount Hood is one of the most popular climbs in America.
More than 10,000 people in a year going up the top of the mountain. And then that the weather changes so fast sometimes, we don't expect what's coming up.
But Steve Rowlands, with the search and rescue effort, bristles at the suggestion that beacons would have made a difference in this case.
A beacon would not make a difference in this situation. Nobody in the rescue community here is saying, gosh, if they just had a beacon, this would be totally different. It is not a matter of beacons.
Rowlands is with Portland Mountain Rescue, one of the private search and rescue groups that have opposed the idea of mandatory beacons. They believe beacons would give amateur climbers the confidence to take bigger risks. With beacons, they say, they'd be up here doing rescues more often. But none of the rescuers here at Timberline Lodge are questioning the wisdom of the missing climbers for going up Mount Hood in December. Depending on the conditions, the mountain can actually be a little safer in the winter because there's less danger of falling rock. And many of these rescuers are also amateur climbers, and they understand the mountain's allure.
It's just breathtaking. It's stellar.
Robert Aberly is an EMT who's been up to the peak several times. He says on a clear day you can see the Pacific and other volcanoes like Mount Rainier off in the distance. And then, he says, there's the sense of achievement.
Oh my goodness, I mean, when you look up the mountain, it's huge. But when you get to the top and you look down, it looks small.
But right now, as viewed from a parking lot full of idle emergency vehicles, the mountain still looks pretty big. Martin Costi, NPR News, on Mount Hood.